Well, there is a new champion at the box office, as predicted by our next guest, the prognosticator of family entertainment at the movie theater, is our next guest, who is usually covered in juju beans and buttered popcorn. God bless him for that. Ron Van Timmer and everybody from Celebration Cinemas stumbling on his way in. Here he is. Ron, how are you?
Steve, I am awesome. How about you, man? You're looking forward to holiday weekend, going fishing, are you?
I'm going to get on the boat for sure. Fishing is, it's that time of year. My dad always said May 15th, man, they start biting. He was always right about that. And so, yeah, the fish are getting happy. I'm getting happy. And you're happy because you were right about your prognostication about a new winner at the box office.
Yeah, but I had no idea, nor did anyone else, that it would be $57 million, which is way above predictions, and the very unusual circumstance of a sequel doing more than the original and more than twice as much as the first sequel, that never happened. So people love their John Wick action, man.
So why is that, you think? Because they're vested into the series, or because they wanted something new after all the Avengers, you know, keeping a corner on the market? What is the answer?
Well, it's an R-rated, choreographed mayhem that apparently works for the right audience. And listen, that R-rated violence turns off about half or more of the audience. So I predict this is going to drop rather quickly here. But for the right audience, they are invested in the character. They love the action. It did not disappoint. This film's not a cheater. So for the right audience, John Wick filled the bill.
What do you mean by that? It's not a cheater. What does that mean?
Well, they take their time, and you listen to Keanu Reeves or anybody else. Like Halle Berry said, she spent 6 months training for this movie, and all of the choreographed action looks so real, and it's so unusual to have that well-done special effect. I shouldn't call it special effects. Let's call it stunts, because these guys are really doing their own stunts,
right?
Including Keanu, who's in his 50s.
And it paid off, didn't it?
Yes, it did, and
they'll
just keep making them. They got John Wick 4 on tap for next summer already. So, when you hit a gold mine like this, you mine it until it's gone.
Well, exactly right. So, cha-ching. Okay, so does it hold on to number one this week, or do we have new contenders?
We have a new number one this weekend. That's what summer is all about. Every weekend there's a blockbuster. This time it's Disney's Aladdin. And you probably remember 1992, the original animated version with the songs that won Oscars and Robin Williams is the genie, right?
Sure. I remember all that stuff.
Will Smith. How do you think Will Smith will do as the genie?
Will Smith does great at everything he does, frankly.
Thank you. And that has been my point. I mean, when people heard or saw the first trailer and they saw Will Smith, they went, oh, no, that's not right. But it is right. He can do anything. Will Smith can do anything. So, anyway, this is getting decent reviews, unexpected laughs, impressive musical numbers, costumes, lively and colorful, all those sort of descriptions for this PG version, live action version, directed by Guy Ritchie, a man who has made action movies his whole life, like King Arthur and all the way back to Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. So a lot to like about Aladdin.
And you can pretty much take the kids.
It is rated PG, for some mild action and peril. It's got a little Indiana Jones to it from the look of it. So,
good.
Maybe your younger kids might be a little scared a couple times.
Nah, they'll be fine. He loves it. He watches shark movies. We'll be good. Anyhow, what else you got?
Booksmart getting the best reviews of any new movie here, 99% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. A coming-of-age story about two girls graduating high school, and they've worked so hard at high school to get good grades. Now they want a party on their eve of their graduation, and this is directed by Olivia Wilde and getting solid reviews with a no-name cast. And then Brightburn is the horror thriller of the weekend. Elizabeth Banks stars. It's got a storyline similar to Superman, where a young child flies in from outer space. A woman adopts him, and he turns in not to be a superhero, but a serial killer. So that's Brightburn's story.
All right, you got that going on. And there's one here that's a special release that I read. I said, man, that's kind of an interesting little deal. That's The White Crow.
Yeah, Rudolph Nureyev, the ballet guy from, this is the 60s when he defected from the West, and that was a big story back in the day. And so this is his sort of a biopic about Rudolph Nureyev's life.
And I don't know him, but I know the director. Maybe that's why it caught my attention, Ralph Fiennes. The director there.
Yes, right. And he has, Ralph Fiennes has a role in this movie as well. So very interesting story there. And another alternative title this week, a Bollywood title, a Hindi language movie called Photograph, which is a drama romance. So, yeah, we're playing a little bit of everything this weekend, Steve.
Sounds to me like people need to get out there and get that Celebration app right now.
Yes, yes, please. It's going to rain all weekend. You want to go to a movie every day, I think. Okay, you can go fishing for a few minutes.
Well, there you go. But other than that, it's movie time. Get the Celebration app. Makes it easy to get your seats. Everybody is happy. Ron Van Timmeren, thank you as always. Where will we find you?
Happy holidays. See you at the movies.
There it is. Ron Van Timmeren shuffling back out the door. Everybody, good to have him here. Because every now and then, you got to take a breath, take a break, and not take life quite so seriously. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Treatment Systems, and I bring this to your attention because starting next week, we're going to talk about how you can get a brand new reverse osmosis system. You might be able to win it for free. That's right. Wolverine is going to put up a system that you can enter to win a reverse osmosis system. It is the best thing in my house when it comes to pure, clean water. I used to have a deal where we had jugs of water brought in every month, you know, or so often. And you'd have a water cooler, you know, so you got to bring them in and bring them out. And a lot of hassle, and plus the money. Now we have an RO system. And we go straight to the tap. It's the greatest thing. Better coffee, better tea, better water, period. It's all from Wolverine. We'll be talking about that next week. You can find out more at SteveGruber.com. Click on the Wolverine button, and away you go. It's the Steve Gruber Show.